I'm matching with my bands.
Jesse, you must listen to WUY 90.9 FM on the net. Don't touch that dial. Jesse, keep it locked.
Did you know that more than 90% of poisonings happen at
New York? You touch me like you do. You fall in love with fools. I saw you in the night. Your silver rings, they shine. The music was too loud. I kneeled and kissed the crowd.
All right, so that was a little snippet of the song New York Girls by Angels of Light. Fun fact about this band is the side project of Michael Girard of Swans, one of my favorite bands for several years. I grew up listening to Swans. They mean a lot to me. And I actually prefer Angels of Light, their album How I Loved You, a lot more. This song, New York Girls in particular, I listen to the song a lot, but it is 8 minutes long, so I don't really think most people have a desire to listen to a song that long. I know I wouldn't particularly. But next up, we have an artist that I was actually a little hesitant to play because they're not one of my favorite bands in the world, but I really do like this song. This song is called Naomi by Neutral Milk Hotel, and I hope you guys enjoy it as much as I seem to enjoy it. Let's hop right into this one.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I'm so sorry for everybody who is unable to listen to my show for a little bit. Unfortunately, the online stream was down for a little bit, but we were able to resolve that. So for everybody just tuning in, this is my French music and swans related product episode. Unfortunately, I've played my swans related product, so there's not much to go back to in that regard. But the rest of the songs we have up are really fascinating. I think it's a good mix. Next up, we have one of our French songs by Francois Hardy called Le Temps de l'Amour. If you guys didn't know, for my friends and family just tuning in, I am a French student and I'm trying to become fluent. So I thought that the best way to do that through my musical addiction is to listen to a bunch of French music and figure it out as I go along. So I hope you guys like the song as much as I do, because I think it's really good. And French pop music from the 60s is really elite. So let's fade this one in.
Copains et de l'aventure. Quand le temps va et vient, on ne pense à rien malgré ses blessures. Car le temps de l'amour, c'est long et c'est court, ça dure toujours, on s'en souvient. On se dit qu'à 20 ans, on est les rois du monde. Et qu'éternellement, il y aura dans nos yeux tout le ciel bleu. C'est le temps de l'amour, le temps des copains et de l'aventure. Quand le temps va et vient, on ne pense à rien malgré ses blessures. Car le temps de l'amour, ça vous met au cœur beaucoup de chaleur et de bonheur. Beau jour, c'est l'amour, et le cœur bat plus vite. Car la vie suit son cours, et l'on est tout heureux d'être amoureux. C'est le temps de l'amour, le temps des copains et de l'aventure. Quand le temps va et vient, on ne pense à rien malgré ses blessures. Car le temps de l'amour, c'est long et c'est court, ça dure toujours, on s'en souvient, on s'en souvient, on s'en souvient, on s'en
souvient. All right. Another facet of this episode is I'm playing people with voices that I find to be interesting. So next up, we have a band from New York City by the name of Interpol. I didn't really like them when I was younger, but his voice, I'm not sure what the lead singer's name is, it grew on me a lot, and I really like this song. It's really catchy. This is the song Obstacle Number 2 by Interpol. Apparently, I read in the Spotify wiki that this song was written before Obstacle 1, but they were just named Obstacle 1 and 2 based on when they're finished recording. So that's a little fun trivia for you. And I'm going to fade this song in for you guys now because I really like it. And I hope you guys like it too.
I'm going to pull you in close. Going to wrap you up tight. Going to play with the braids that you came here with tonight. I'm going to hold your face and toast the snow that fell. Because friends don't waste wine when there's words to sell. Girl, 'cause
ce pas l'aimer.
Pourtant c'est lui que tu veux, ce pas l'aimer. Et tu m'oublies peu à peu,
ce pas l'aimer.
Je sais qu'un jour viendra, tu tomberas dans ses bras.
Ne me laisse pas l'aimer.
Mais il est déjà trop tard.
Ne me laisse pas l'aimer.
Mais tu l'aimes déjà.
Ne me laisse pas l'aimer.
Un jour il fera mouche, tu tomberas sur sa bouche.
Tu ne peux pas résister quand il vient te parler. Je vois tes yeux qui s'accrochent à ses yeux. Non, tu ne peux pas résister. Il sait que c'est plus fort que toi. Et comme il te veut, un jour il t'aura. Ne me laisse pas l'aimer.
Mais tu te prends à son jeu.
Ne me laisse pas l'aimer.
Il est bien trop dangereux.
Ne me laisse pas l'aimer.
Oh non, tu ne vois pas comme il s'amuse de toi.
Ne me laisse pas l'aimer.
Il ne faut plus le revoir.
Ne me laisse pas l'aimer.
Il fera ton désespoir.
Ne me laisse pas l'aimer.
Jamais, oh non jamais, ne le revois plus jamais.
Ne me laisse pas l'aimer.
Il ne faut plus le revoir.
Ne me laisse pas l'aimer.
Il ne faut plus le revoir.
Ne me laisse pas l'aimer.
Il ne faut plus le revoir.
We'll be right back.
right. So that was a very special song to me to play. That was the song Lenny by Placebo. If you know anything about me, or if you were friends with me in middle school, Placebo was my greatest obsession. I talk about them every day, and I was absolutely in love with the lead singer, Brian Molko. My friends used to really hardcore bully me because he looks very feminine. He's a beautiful man, by the way. Look up Brian Molko if you don't know what he looks like. I'm in love with him. He's the love of my life. And Placebo meant so much to me when I was younger. I don't listen to them as much as I used to. I legitimately used to listen to them every day, but regardless, they will always hold the most special place in my heart. And I just want everyone to know that I am in love with Brian Molko. And Brian, if you are listening, reach out to me. JK. I hope you guys like that little tangent. We're going back to some French music, and then I want to talk about the dramaticism of some of the last few artists I'm playing. So next up, we have the French singer Isabelle with her song Une Odeur de Neige. Guys, my French, it's not really that good. Hopefully I don't fail. JK.
Neige est parvenue jusqu'ici. Neige, couleur de neige qui m'a fait penser à lui. Quand il me disait allons danser là-bas, l'orchestre n'est pas bon. Oh, le divan. Et ne croyez pas que je l'ai vite oublié. Je voudrais le revoir cette année. Je voudrais le revoir. Je repense au train que j'ai pris jusque là-bas. C'est ses amis chez qui j'étais autrefois. Quand ils me disaient allons nous promener, les chemins sont très longs. Oh, ne dis pas non. Et ne croyez pas que je ne vais plus y penser. Je voudrais le revoir cette année. Je voudrais le revoir. Oh, mais cela n'est qu'un. Si tout le monde parlait, je savais bien quand c'était lui qui me regardait. Quand il me disait on n'a jamais besoin de parler tous les jours pour s'aimer d'amour. Et ne croyez pas que je l'ai vite oublié. Je voudrais le revoir cette année. Je voudrais le revoir.
So before our next artist, I would absolutely love to discuss a little bit about them. So I am absolutely infatuated with the Britpop obsession of the 90s. Bands such as Oasis, Placebo, they're all incredible. But there is one that reigns as the most dramatic and insane band I have ever listened to. I don't know if you guys know the band Pulp, but boy do I. When I was 15, I really liked Pulp. You can't really listen to many of their songs because they're kind of... the lyricism is very insane at times. It's hilarious. I would like to tell you all the lead singer's name. His name is Jarvis Cocker. I used to... Because he has like a really square jawline. I used to like draw doodles of him in like my classworks and like submit them. Nobody knows that I liked Pulp, but I think that they are one of the most dramatic bands ever. Jarvis Cocker has a very commanding and very like sarcastic and witty voice, which I think translates really well into this episode that pertains to singers with weird voices and French music. So this is the song, Don't You Want Me Anymore. It is hilarious. It is cheeky. It is Britpop fascination incarnate into a song. So I hope you guys enjoy this song and laugh at it, because Pulp is not a band meant to be taken seriously. And they're just an all-around fun time. So Don't You Want Me Anymore.
On the night that I was leaving, the moon rose in the sky. As I came to fetch my suitcase, and then you began to cry. I've never seen you look so ugly as the way you did that night. That night was 18 months ago. Now I'm 2 hours from the station. Yeah, I'm coming home again. I'm gonna show this town who's master. Soon as I get out this train, you're gonna love me more than ever, and the sun will shine again. And I will kiss your face, and I will make you smile again. And then the whole damn town will come on and welcome me. Oh, they will open all the doors and they'll get along to me. Oh, no, but still your voice is ringing in my ears. Don't you want me anymore? Don't you want me anymore? Oh no, I can't believe what's happening. I know that probably must be some mistake. You found yourself another lover, and you're calling me the brother. Yeah, you wanna see me. It's one of the ways to say goodbye. And now the whole damn town has come running to laugh at me. Oh yeah, oh they can't stand forevermore. Yeah, you don't care for me. Oh no, oh they can't stand forevermore. Don't you want me anymore?
Again, that was the song, Don't You Want Me Anymore by Pulp. Like I told you guys, that song is extremely dramatic. Jarvis Cocker really has a commanding voice. His lyrics are very expressive, and you can really tell his emotions through his singing. I love saying his name. You guys should start saying his name. It's hilarious. It's entertaining. Again, that was the band Pulp, and that was off of their late 80s album Separations, which I believe, if I'm not mistaken, is their debut album, although they didn't really reach critical acclaim till 1994 with their album, I want to say it's Everyday People, or that's like the hit single off of it. I haven't listened to them in a very long time, but That was one of my favorite songs by them. So that was Pulp Guys. Next up, unfortunately, you guys missed the first song. That was part of this two-part series. But this is by the band The Microphones. This is the song You'll Be in the Air. Very much earlier in the stream, while the digitalized stream wasn't working, I played I'll Be in the Air, which I only found out existed this week. So when I found that out, I was like, oh, I'm going to do this really intriguing, fascinating thing where I play two songs that are basically two different variations of each other. And then I realized that most people weren't even here to listen to the first part. So they'll listen to the second part, which is just as good. And the one that I knew before I knew I'll Be in the Air. So this is You'll Be in the Air. And then we'll move on to our final song. So enjoy it.
Be in the air. In some hours you'll be over the sea, lost in the other passengers on the plane. But if you just moved your arms, then you could tell that you are in the air. You'd feel the yawning gulf grow wider. You'd feel the dwindling fuel for your lungs, and your breaths would slow. Rock through winds, and the clouds of ash would fill your skies, and you'd smoothly glide.
Right. I don't think you guys understand how absolutely disappointed I am that I didn't get to do my little party trick where I played the two variations of the song. And upon listening to the second variation of the song, I realized that I heavily prefer the first because there's a female vocalist halfway through the song. And I think it's a really sweet song. And I like the lyrics in the first one a little bit better. However, the second part is really good still. And I'm happy that we got to enjoy that second portion. So for our last song, I'm doing a complete 360 from the types of music we've been playing on this episode and playing a new release by a metalcore band named Converge. Me and my mom are recently talking about this band because a band we both like, Poison the Well, is touring and they're playing. And we both, I know that she doesn't particularly like this band and the song's actually quite heavy. So I'm not sure if you guys will enjoy the variation it takes from the rest of the episode. But I was listening through it and I actually quite enjoyed it. So I hope you guys like this song. It's called Love Is Not Enough by Converge. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. We'll find out when we listen to the song. And then we'll come back to say goodbye to you guys. So listen to this very hard-hitting song with me. All right, that was the song Love Is Not Enough by Converge. I actually was kind of lying when I said I completely hate Converge, because I like their earlier stuff, and I do actually like this new release. It was pretty fun. The guitar melodies were pretty interesting, so I hope you guys enjoyed it. I am so sorry for everybody who was unable to listen to the first half of the show. It was pretty good. I'm not sure. I might replay those songs in the future because I feel like they were a really good selection. So yeah, I don't know why I'm kind of blanking here. But come back next week for much more epicness, and when the stream is perfectly working and you guys all get to listen to the full episode, I will have some really awesome stuff prepared for us all next week. As always, thank you so much for listening and for your support. I love all of you guys so very much. And I will probably leave you guys off with that. Next week, I think I'm going to give you guys a little spoiler. I think we're doing like divorced dad rock. So Stone Temple Pilots, maybe. Maybe a little Creed. Maybe a little Alice in Chains. Maybe some like Everclear. I'm going to switch it up. I'm going to play old man bands for you guys. And you're going to listen and you're going to enjoy it. As always, thank you again for listening to Sour Girl only on WONI 90.9 FM. Come back next week for some more epicness. And with that, I bid you adieu. And guys, pray that I do better in French, because my French pronunciation on this episode was really the best. So good night, everybody.
Is everyone ready? No. What do you mean, no? Fine. And we'll start without you. Places, people. Yes. Go to your places right now. All right, here we go. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, no. This is a movie intro, not a radio intro. Oh, well. You're listening to WO.